Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, USA!
Charlemagne the God.
Peace to the planet, it's Tuesday!
Yes, it's Tuesday. Good morning.
A little ashy. What's happening?
You're a lot ashy this morning.
I'm not a lot ashy.
Yes, you are. I can see your knuckles.
You cannot see my knuckles. It's actually a little bit of lotion under my wedding ring. What's happening? Good morning. How's everybody feeling out there?
Feeling good.
I am blessed, black, and highly favored, man. It is a beautiful Tuesday.
It is.
About to be September.
Yeah, almost September. Virgo season.
So it's the holiday season.
My birthday's coming up this Sunday.
Don't nobody care about no Virgos except Beyonce.
Nope.
Beyonce is the only Virgo people care about.
Salute to
Maybe
all the Virgos.
Nas.
Nas, Ludacris, myself, Swiss Beats, Beyonce.
First of all, the fact you put Beyonce last in that is crazy. That is insane. You named all them other Virgos before you named Beyonce?
You named Beyonce first. I was naming
That's
people
right,
behind
but you a Virgo. As
a Virgo,
you're supposed to follow the leader.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you named Beyonce, so I named everybody else behind her.
She is the greatest Virgo of all time. The only Virgo that people care about.
I don't know. There's one other that might be a little bigger than her.
Ooh.
Michael Jackson's a Virgo.
Yeah.
Today's his birthday. Drop a bomb for Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Let me double check that. let me just double check that.
I ain't know that either. That's good. Well, yeah, that's the one.
Let me see.
I ain't gonna sit here and argue with that one.
Michael Jackson's birthday, August 29th today. Yes.
Right.
Salute to Michael Jackson, the biggest Virgo of them all. Drop a bomb for him.
Drop a bomb for Michael Jackson.
Yes.
I never thought about Michael Jackson having a sign.
Huh?
I never thought about him having a sign. That makes sense.
What you mean? You just thought he was just...
I just thought he was Michael Jackson. Some people are just bigger than life. Yes. Michael can come off as supernatural. If we want to in the future, we could talk about like the moonwalk being like walking on water.
Yeah.
If we wanted to.
That's
if
right.
If we wanted to, you know,
yeah,
manipulate the truth.
That's right.
Which is so easy to do nowadays.
Oh, it's so easy to do on social media.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I didn't go to sleep until late. I went way past my bedtime. I went to sleep at 1 a.m.
Wow.
I was watching Suits.
Man, you need to grow up.
Nah, it was on and it was very, it was good. It was entertaining. I just couldn't go to sleep. I was trying to go to sleep, but it was just on. And
not on no school night. That was 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it was crazy.
No need for me to be up that late on a school night.
I was definitely watching Suits. Mm-mm. It was really good.
Nah.
All right, can we start off with some Michael Jackson? I mean, it is the man's birthday, PYT. All right, let's get into it right now.
Well, it's not his birthday because he's not here, but it would have been his birthday.
Would have been his birthday.
Yes.
All right, well, we got front page news coming up. Tesla and Figaro will be joining us, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Happy birthday, Mike Jackson. All
right. Happy born day.
Happy born day, Michael Jackson.
I had no idea Michael Jackson was a Virgo. I thought his sign was vitiligo. I had no idea.
Shut up, man.
All this time, who knew that they were saying Virgo and not vitiligo?
Yo, shut up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. Let's get in some front page news.
We got a guest co-host, too. I thought I saw her outside. Maybe I was seeing things.
I just want to, before we
say I'm not going to say the name yet. Yeah, we'll see in a minute.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get him some front page news. Tesla and Figaro, good morning.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Charlamagne Tha God and
the Breakfast
Club family.
How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling pretty good. It's unfortunate we have to keep covering these sad stories, and I have to be the bearer of bad news. But, you know, it's the front page news, so.
Let's jump right into it. UNC.
Yeah, unfortunately, remember, guys, we were covering these stories, it seemed like at one point, like back to back, you know, every week. And then we had a little bit of a break. And now, unfortunately, we're back to covering it. Let's listen to what happened at UNC yesterday. The report by NBC. We'll talk about it on the other side.
UNC police received a 911 call at 1:02 p.m. this afternoon reporting shots fired at Caudill Laboratory located on South Road in the near the center of campus. An emergency alert Carolina was issued and the emergency siren sounded at 1:04 p.m., notifying campus of the emergency and issuing a lockdown. Upon arrival at Caudill Labs, police discovered one individual, a faculty member, had been shot. Mm. Unfortunately, as we have reported, this person is deceased. We will not be releasing further details on that person at this time as we are working to contact all of this person's family, and we'll be providing them with support and resources. This is the only fatality, and no other injuries were reported.
So this isn't considered a mass shooting, then? This is this is an individual shooting. Is he targeting this one person?
Correct. They don't know at this particular time. Now, this is the update as of this morning. What people have to understand, these shootings are, you know, live updates constantly changing. And at this particular time, they have not found the firearm that is connected to the shooting, or at least they haven't reported it. They also say they don't know what type of weapon it is, obviously, because they haven't found it. They don't know if it was legally obtained or not. And they do not know a motive at this particular time. And you're right. It is not a mass shooting, because that's usually multiple shootings. But they did say that now, with this shooting, 28,000 people have died as a result of gun violence. That's according to the Gun Violence Archive.
So sad, man.
Yeah, I wonder what the number is now. I know back in July, the U.S. had top 400 mass shootings in 2023. Even though this wasn't a mass shooting, I just wonder what the number is now, especially after what happened in
Florida. Yeah, Florida yesterday. Yeah, and I want to say something with the Florida one because more details are coming out. If you see something that looks a little funny, that looks a little crazy, report it. They said the shooter went on that HBCU campus and students seen him and said, this guy don't look right. He's putting on tactical gear. Let's call the police. And then they called the police. When the police pulled up on him, he took off. So if they didn't report seeing that guy putting tactical gear on all that, he would have definitely shot up that HBCU. So
yeah, ain't no way. There's nothing that looks more suspicious than damn a man putting on tactical gear in 90 degree weather.
Massive.
What the hell?
Shout out to Edward Waters University. Quickly, Charlamagne, to answer your question, this year mass shootings, there's been 470 mass shootings across the U.S. so far this year, to answer your question. And mass shooting is, again, defined as four or more people who have been injured or killed. And I'm so glad you brought that up, Envy, because I failed to mention that yesterday. We talked a lot about it. But again, shout out to Edward Waters University. And it just shows you how close you are. I spoke at Edward Waters last year in the fall, and I brought my daughter, you know, to the campus. And we walked around and we went out and looked at the band, you know, try to get her really excited about the majorettes. And it just really makes you, you know, a lot of folks sit back and say, oh, you know, this doesn't happen to me and I'm not close to it. But I just thought about what if, you know, that could have been us on the campus or my daughter or any of those students that I met last year. So it's just so unfortunate. And people have to understand we're closer to this than what we think.
Yeah, no, it's very scary. You know, I got two kids that's in college right now, and I had to call Logan last night and be like, yo, just have a plan just in case. Know where you're going. Know where you're hiding. Know where you need to get out of Dodge if need be. Don't just think everything is all sweep. So, and it's a sad that I had to have that conversation. I had that conversation with Madison 3 years ago when she first started school, but I had to have that conversation with Logan just to be careful. Just if you hear something, you know where you need to go. Don't be sitting there looking like a fool. Like, know where you need to go. Know your exits and all that. And it's horrible we had to have that conversation.
And salute and to Lieutenant Antonio Bailey. They say he's the person who, like, you know, really prevented that dude from entering the campus of HBCU. And they said he prevented probably a potential catastrophe.
Right.
So salute to Lieutenant Antonio Bailey.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And just, I just want to say this, Envy, while you're there, I had to have the conversation with my niece, Jordan. Shout out to Jordan at OU. But because she had to shelter down. Remember earlier this year when they had that scare at Oklahoma University.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we're having these conversations in real time. And they had to shelter down. She was so disturbed because the kids were kind of laughing and playing it off and talking loud. And she was huddled down, you know, trying to be quiet. So, again, to the students out there, when it is time to shelter down, it's not time to play, and go. I get it that people want to take pictures and go live and think it's a joke, but at the end of the day, you know, this is really serious. So again, we just have to keep staying vigilant. If you see something, say something.
All right, well, that is front page news. All right, Tez, we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Absolutely.
Everybody else, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Day-Day from VA. Woo-hoo!
Day-Day from the 757. What up, Day-Day?
Hey, listen. Kids started school yesterday. I had to call and say a couple of things. I am free of the bird.
What that mean?
What school did they go to? They went to college, high school?
I had one that started college last week, and my two babies started elementary school yesterday.
Well, you're only free for a little bit. You got to pick them up now, right?
I know, but the three-year-old is gone. So just imagine what kind of freedom is going on during the day.
I know exactly what you're feeling, because them little babies, they are the bosses of everybody in that damn house.
She runs us. And I also wanted to call and say, I'm the young lady that called last week asking for a little tuition help. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say to America, I appreciate y'all caring.
Oh, you got some money?
The bomb.com.
How much you got?
I got like $150.
Okay, that's all right. That's a
I did, yes. So I used that toward the school supplies. Because private schools give out $100 supply list. It's no joke.
Last up, I'm glad you got that money, Day-Day. And enjoy your day. You relax, you sleep, you watch a little TV until you got to pick them babies up.
Hey, look, I'm at work right now. I'm an Uber driver. But I appreciate you guys.
All right, now. And listen, our guest co-host just stepped into the building, too. Make some noise, but don't call me white girl. Damn, nobody cares but me, huh? You ain't see NBA, ain't say nothing. Producer ain't say nothing. Damn, drop on the clues bombs, but don't call me white girl.
That's right. Okay. She's in the building.
In the building. Good morning, everybody.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's part of me. What's good, Breakfast Club, man? This is your brother, Prince Creed, again from Virginia Beach. Yesterday, I wanted to tell you guys, man, how much I think you guys are doing an amazing job. GD Envy, thank you for looking out for my godson, Corey North, when he was coming up with his music. And Charlamagne, yo, you inspire me, my beloved.
I battle
with depression and suicide. And so for years, I've been promoting my musical, My Life Matters, with my transparency of suicide, depression, mental health. And I am inspired. I will be up there October the 7th, my beloved. You know what I mean? I'll come in now with my character, Super P, so I can deal with these young kids about bullying and spread the love about bully stopping, man. So, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
I love you guys, brother, to life. Y'all are indeed the leaders of this new school and the voice of the culture and the people. And I love you guys, bro. Real talk. And real quick, can I tell the audience, man, where they can find me on IG, if y'all don't mind?
Of course.
Go ahead.
All right, no doubt. Appreciate you, family. Hey, look, I got a podcast called The Swag in the Morning. So you can follow me on IG @_swagintheMorning with me and my wife. We interview folks, man, that can inspire the culture. And then I got the new podcast, the Bully Stoppers. So it's at the underscore Bully Stoppers USA. And show me some love. Now, Charlamagne, I love you, man. I'll support you. Coming up there October the 7th.
Love you, King.
I'll be there, my brother.
I'll see you October 7th, man.
All right, brother. Shout out to Corey North.
Yeah, he's talking about my Mental Wealth Expo. My third annual Mental Wealth Expo will be Saturday, October 7th at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is a free event. It's open to all ages, and you can go to mentalwealthexpo.com for more information on that. But it's a free event, my third annual Mental Wealth Expo, October 7th at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
All right, get it off your chest, 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. And our guest co-host is here, Don't Call Me White Girl, is joining us this morning.
In the building.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Envy, what up? This Q.
Q, what up, brother?
And I got a couple of things I want to get off my chest. But don't hang up on me, because you know, 2 weeks ago when I was speaking to you, huh?
I don't remember.
Two weeks ago when I was speaking to you, right?
You're right.
And everybody was texting me like, yo, why Envy hang up so fast? So never mind that.
I tell him that every day. He does that to everybody.
Because we got a zillion calls. You got to get to the point. Like, you go.
All right, so let me get to the point. All right, we were talking about my book, Don't Put Marriage Rules in Dating. So what I want to get off my chest is I want to know what happened to my book and my cologne that I brought to the station the other station.
Bro, that was like 6 months ago, 7 months ago. I don't know where that stuff is. Charlamagne, you know?
And I personally handed it to your hand.
You gave it to us in our hand?
Yeah, Charlamagne. You even told me I had a nice car.
What kind of car you had?
I had a red Camaro with the red tinted windows and red rims. He was like, that's a nice car.
Damn.
He don't remember. He don't remember, brother. But we did talk about your book last week. I heard the sales are shooting up, brother.
Yeah, I want to thank y'all for that, because my sales went up like 30-40% on that. So I want to thank y'all for that.
All love, my brother.
Can I give a shout-out?
Yes, you can.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to all my Amtrak workers. I'm a railroad worker. I'm working at PATH, too, as a trackman. And I just want to shout-out my Instagrams and my Facebook. I got a cooking show, Cooking with Chef Q. I got Vegan Reasons and Soul in the Bowl. So okay. I'm a chef on the side. So I just wanted to shout that out. People follow me and look for my next book. It's called I Had a Fight with Autism and One. It's about my son. I'm a single dad of an autistic child.
Okay, brother.
Oh, I love my brother.
You have a good one. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Sean. What's up?
Sean, what up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, as a founding member of the congregation, we are about to revoke the membership from Charlamagne if he don't change his era.
Change my what?
Soft girl era. We don't want that anymore.
I am in my soft girl era, bro.
No, we will revoke your membership.
Why? You a soft girl?
No. We don't like to hear you like that.
What membership are we talking about? What club am I in?
You're in a real men club.
You don't know what he identifies as, sir.
We definitely do know what he identifies as.
I'm in my soft girl era, okay?
He's a soft girl right now, sir.
He looks good.
Charlamagne, you got 24.
Look at that. You ain't even got a good debt team. You can't even be in the iPhone family. You still got an Android.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up now. When we come back, we got your rumor report. How we're going to talk about how Fat Joe lost a deal with Reebok because of Hov. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Somebody want to call Charlamagne? Not just gonna let what is this poopy hour? Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl.
In the building. Good morning, people.
Let's rock the intro.
Rumor has
no,
it.
No,
rumor,
we got
rumor has
we got
it.
That
rumor has it.
Call out a name or right. You gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the rumor report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes. Right. Now, Vivek Ramaswamy, you know he's running for president, of course, Republican. Now, yesterday he was at the Iowa State Fair, and he started rapping Eminem's Lose Yourself. And because of that, Eminem said, nope, you're not going to be using my song. Sent a cease and desist and said, don't ever play my song or use my song for anything that you got. Well, here is Vivek rapping. Yes.
You sound like you're trying too hard
to
me.
That was good.
No, it wasn't.
That's great A karaoke. He even screamed at the part you screamed. I'm here for it. That was good.
Yeah, well, it sounded like you're trying too hard. Trying too hard to be cool.
Yeah, well, he won't be using that again. They stopped that immediately. Eminem does that a lot, too. He don't play about his songs.
He don't play about his songs. He don't play about his names. Mm-mm. You know his nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta respect it. You build up a catalog like that. Don't be playing with my stuff.
Now, Fat Joe, he was speaking to Rap Radar and explained how much that his feuds really hurt his cash flow. And he was talking about the time he was beefing with 50 and Hov at the same time, or well, around the same time.
You know, I never complained and I never even said it publicly. Mm-hmm. But you know, I had beef with 50 Cent and Jay-Z. Yeah. The two most powerful dudes in the world.
Yeah.
And so Reebok was going to give me a sneaker there and they oh, you have beef with Jay-Z and 50 Cent.
Jordan too, right?
Jordan too. We can't give you the deal. Oh, this, you know how much money I was. It's like an embargo. Mm. I'm not saying they purposely was doing it. Mayor's not doing with a deal with you if you got beef with Fat Joe.
That makes sense. You know, what people don't understand is, like, people will hear that and they think, oh, 50 and Jay were blocking.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's not always the case. It's just people that feel like if I get in business with Joe, then maybe 50 and Jay might not do business with me
again
in the future.
Right, again.
You know what I mean? So that ain't Jay and 50 calling no shots.
And also, it's like anything else. If you have problems with somebody that we're in business with, I don't want to invite that to our deal. I don't want to have that problem. I don't want to have that smoke. I don't want to have that awkwardness. So that's what happens sometimes.
Yo, around that time, 50 Cent was like the Undertaker. Like, he was top troll. Mm-hmm. I feel like 50 Cent is what evolved into what Tekashi was. Like, that kind of trolling where you have a goal to, like, end something or end somebody and you harass them to that extent. Nobody's done it like 50.
I can't compare 50 and Tekashi because 50 was really about that action.
He was with the ish.
That's the difference.
Now, 50 was, 50 was with the ish.
like, that's the difference. It's one thing to be trolling online.
I don't know, allegedly. Takashi got, Takashi shot from two streets down the block with his gangbanger friends. He did a little something.
I don't remember that. I missed that one. When that happened, Mocha, I forgot. I missed that one.
Takashi carried out some kind of hit with them, and he's riding in the car with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember
and
that.
He passed the pistol. He didn't shoot it, but he shined it up.
Oh, he shined it up.
He loaded the clip. He was a participant.
I don't know about that.
Whatever, just kill my whole thing here. Either way, I think that this. I don't even know if 50 gets all the recognition for it, if you would, but at that time, if you had a problem with 50 Cent, you were done for. So if you even survived that, it's like, it's pretty lit.
50 gets all the recognition. Mm-hmm. I think people are fully aware of who Curtis Jackson is and what he's about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, if you thought Love and Hip Hop was real and it wasn't a dressed up show, well, Amara La Negra, she talks about how she had a fake romance on the show and it was for ratings.
Safari never said y'all was in a relationship either. I've been single since the father of my kids and I haven't had sex since the father of my kids. Mama mira, listen, let me put it this way. I'm a pretty smart girl. I believe that I am. I have come this far because I think I'm pretty smart. I get hired to do my job and I do what I have to do. I do it well. We have good ratings. And with that being said, I have accomplished my mission. Now, if after that you want to believe whatever it is you want to believe, that's on you. And as long as you give us those ratings, I'm going to give you what you want.
Mm.
This is stupid. It's upsetting.
It is.
It's upsetting. I feel like, reality television, I mean, for the love of God, it's already so hard to even believe half of it. But when these people go on these tangents on the socials, on these little podcasts they do, what is the point, Charlamagne?
Ratings.
No. If the point is ratings and we're going to tell a story, what is the point of giving it up? Mm-hmm. We're not even waiting till this is old yet. Her story with her and Safari being a couple, him buying a Rolex for the kids, mm-hmm. that's still a hot, fresh story. Why are you running tape already?
Because the storyline never stops. Like, even when the show is off the air, you're still watching these folks on social media, so the storyline continues to play out.
So this isn't a fumble. This isn't something that would like piss off the producers over there for telling that it's not real.
I'm sure it would, because a lot of people really, I'm sure, thought that that storyline was real.
I bought it. How could you say you don't even watch it?
You don't even know what's going on.
He don't know what's going on.
I'm 45 years old. I was born in 1978. I've seen a million reality shows, and I know that they're all fake.
You look good. What's the first reality TV show you ever watched? Let's see if you really watched
The Real World back in the day.
What? New York. Oh, remember when they had the racist cowboy? New York was the city.
Yeah, the first city.
I was nine watching that.
But the one that really got me that I loved was Making the Band. No.
Oh, Making the Band
was the one that had me.
Making the Band.
You didn't watch Flavor of Love, though?
Yeah, I watched Flavor of Love, but that was later.
Making the Band was first when they woke for the cheesecake?
Yeah, Making the Band was before Flavor of Love. I would believe so.
I feel like it was.
I don't know. Or maybe right at the same time.
Nah, it had to be because Chappelle's show was still on. Yeah, Making the Band was definitely
before
Flavor
of Love. Because I thought Flavor of Love was first with New York, and that was like the big thing. That was like kind of the start of the reality wave, no?
No, the white boy did it first, the rock and roll guy, and then Flavor of Love was the Negro version.
You're right. Nah, the white boy did it first. What's his name? What was that family
Heartbreak
called?
Heartbreak Kid. Oh, Bret Michaels. No, Bret Michaels, right? No, yeah. Not Bret Michaels.
The wrestler. I'm totally wrong.
No, he was a rock star.
Why can't we just run? We're on the radio. We can run with the story and they make it believe it. No, it was the Heartbreak Kid. He's the first person ever to do it. You
should get white people wrong on purpose.
And what about the other family? The other rock and roll family? Remember, it was like
The Osbournes. Yeah, that was a good joint, too.
I used to walk the Osbournes. All I'm saying is it shouldn't surprise anybody that reality TV is not real. And, you know, second of all, you could tell people it's fake. And folks still gonna watch.
Bring back real reality television.
It's never been.
The Real World was real. It's not real in the way of they're putting these people in situations that wouldn't normally be together, wouldn't normally know each other, but at least make all the factors real so we can get something real out of this content. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Versus you just making up the story. I personally, as a Love and Hip Hop watcher, I love New York. I loved Chrissy and Jimmy. I love the whole thing. I feel like that they could have did so much more with that show because there is love in hip-hop and we do like to see representations of us, or especially if you come from the hip-hop world. I feel like when they got into the whole regurgitated storyline and we're going for another Stevie J and we're trying to find another Jimmy, that's when it got corny. It could have been so much better if they let them people live their real lives and keep it fresh and funky.
Call me, I'll do it. You want to do Love and Hip Hop?
Nah, they called me. We talked about it. They pay you like $300. Yeah, they give you like $300. And it was cool. We had a couple conversations. And then they were like, oh, your story's so motivational, so positive. But
Where's the drama?
But our viewers like something a little more real.
Who are you going to fight? Who are you going to fight?
They wanted my baby father's information. I was like, that's where I draw the line.
Damn.
No.
All right. Well,
Bret Michaels.
Rock of Love. I was close.
Just text me.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, we got front page news when we come back. And also, 800-585-1051. We got to talk about Bobby Lights. All right. Now, Bobby Lights is calling out some of his so-called friends for unfollowing him on social media. So let's have this conversation when we come back as well. 800-585-1051. If someone unfollows you on social media, does that put your real life friendship in question? Let's discuss. And then we'll come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our special guest co-host this morning. Don't call me white girl. Good morning, Mona.
Good morning, Envy.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. What up, Tiz?
What's going on, DJ Envy? Good morning, Mona. I've been waiting on you to pull up on us.
Good morning.
And good morning, Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace, Tiz.
Well, let's jump right into it. Let's talk about this guard freed after being held hostage.
Yeah, being held hostage for some chicken patties and, what? You know, some hot food. Poor Pop. Investigators are seeking charges for the five inmates accused of taking a 70-year-old guard hostage Tuesday at the Justice Center in downtown St. Louis. Let's take a listen.
A 70-year-old jail guard is safe after inmates took him hostage in St. Louis. It happened at the city's downtown Justice Center around 6 this morning. Sources say the detainees wanted pizza and chicken patties in exchange for his release, complaining that the jail does not have enough hot food. The guard was let go more than 2 hours later.
Now, the jail has had multiple problems, not just hot food. Let's take a listen to some of the issues that they've had, and then we'll talk about it all on the other side.
But this jail has been rife with controversy. In 2021, detainees got loose, busted windows, set sheets on fire. We learned a number of the locks on the doors were broken. Then it was reports of rampant fights and brutal beatings inside. Of late, First Alert 4 Investigates has been looking into a number of deaths in the jail. And we've been tracking the growing number of inmates being housed there after the mayor closed the medium security institution, also known as the workhouse, on Hall Street.
I mean, it's very sad that these inmates don't have food, but also I was thinking,
And no, nothing against ageism, but I don't know if a 70-year-old guard should be guarding a jail in a prison.
For real.
You know what I mean? That's kind of you're older. I don't know if he's frail or not, but he's 70 years old, and there's no way that 70-year-old man can outpower them young inmates.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. And also, man, I see people laughing at this situation, chuckling. But that could be any of us in the future. Don't think that's just going to happen in jail. Folks is out here broke. Mm-hmm. And if we don't find a way to make sure that the poor and disenfranchised can eat, they're going to be holding us all hostage until they can eat. Imagine being so poor that you don't have any food. A person with a meal is a come-up. Y'all remember that old Tupac interview when Tupac was on MTV and Tupac told us that this was going to happen? Yep. People are going to stop singing and dancing. And, you know, if they know you got a full smorgasbord in there, they're going to break into your crib and take what they want because they're hungry.
Yeah.
That could be anybody at any given moment.
Inmates holding a guard hostage and they only asking for food is indicative of their conditions way over them just wanting control or something. So it's going crazy in that jail. They need to help them inmates over there.
That's right.
Free the jails.
Free the jails. The whole jail, Mo? Not some of them.
Most of them.
Some of them need to be in there.
Most of them.
Some of them need to be in there.
Yeah, free some of them if they're in there for crimes they didn't commit.
Yeah,
and the guard innocent. Was not armed at the time. And, you know, I know people are chuckling at it because I kind of, at first when I saw it, you know, I was kind of like, are they saying, you know, hand over the chicken patties or else? So I, you know, when I looked at it quickly, I thought it was, you know, I can see why people thought it was funny. But then as I began to dig into the story, that's why I played that second clip. Mm-hmm. To show that it really is a problem, you know, going on there with cleanliness and everything else. So they really are trying to get this jail, you know, in better condition. So you're right. And again, that guard was unarmed at the time as well.
Well, Mona said it's real. Say it again, Mona.
Anytime it's a riot or they holding people hostage, you know, you have all kind of conditions. People want a helicopter. People want $1 million. These brothers want chicken patties and pizza. They starving for real. That's a real deal issue.
That's right.
And I think, what is it, St. Louis, Missouri?
St. Louis, yep.
They're always the highest on the homicide list. They always have the most murders. St. Louis is a really rough place for infringed people. So the jails are always a reflection of what's going on with the poor people because poor people are jailed more than other people. So we need to get over there and help them brothers out because they're going through something over there.
Mm-hmm. Now let's jump right into the Trump trial.
Yeah, just a quick update. We'll be doing many of these throughout the next year. But they have determined the court date for March 4th. Let's listen to the report.
As a federal judge has just scheduled one of the most important trials in our democracy's history, alongside one of the most important days on next year's presidential calendar. Following a contentious hearing between federal prosecutors and Donald Trump's attorneys, Judge Tanya Chutkan ruled that the former president will stand trial on March 4th of next year to face criminal charges that he orchestrated a conspiracy to overturn the 2020 election.
Yeah, I said it once and I'll say it again. The GOP has to move away from Donald Trump. Like, his campaign should absolutely be suspended until all of this is behind him. You should not be able to still run for president when you got 4 indictments and 91 criminal charges. At the least, it's too much of a distraction.
I hate that I see so many people out there believing that this is like some kind of conspiracy from the Democrats just for him not to vote. He's a criminal, people. It was only a matter of time he went to jail. I mean, everybody knows that.
Mm. Well, that's an interesting you point about so many people because we talked about that yesterday. Break that down again, Charlamagne, on how those numbers are really a false idea of how many people. Mention what you said yesterday.
Well, I'm not going to say it's a false idea. I'm just going to say that, you know, when you look at the T-shirts that he sold, if it was 7 million, if they're $47 a pop, that's 150,000 people. Now, I know millions of people will still go out there and vote for him, but I don't think Donald Trump can win a general election because I don't think independents are going to rock with Donald Trump this time around. I think those hypothetical swing voters that voted for Obama and then turned around and voted for Trump or may have voted for Biden last time, I don't think they're going to rock with Donald Trump this time, personally.
See, I'm not a Trump supporter, but I do feel like, you know, if he has been charged, shouldn't he have to go through trial and be found guilty before people can decide if he should run or not? So, you know what I mean? I really don't have a problem with him running because he wasn't found guilty. Now, with all these charges, if he is found guilty, then you wipe his ass off for there. But the fact that he's just been charged, isn't America the company, country, regardless of if you like him or not?
Not when you're running for president. Guilty. I might agree with that in a lot of other situations, but not when you're running for the president of the United States of America. This ain't just a job.
It's prestigious. Yeah, no way. But that's been thrown out. You can't be fighting the case and trying to be the president.
But that's been thrown out the window the first time he became the president, though, right?
Nah, he wasn't facing no criminal charges.
Yeah, he wasn't a crook or a felon.
People just didn't like him.
I mean, the man said some wild stuff, grabbed by the pee. He's been racist to black people. Criminal. He did everything
unimaginable where he shouldn't be president.
That's just ethics. I agree with that too. That's just ethics. But that was just a matter of ethics and morals. This is actual criminal charges. Like,
all right. Well, that is front page news. Thank you, Tiz.
Absolutely.
Listen, make sure you subscribe to Tesla Figaro's podcast, the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, and follow Tesla Figaro on all social media platforms at Tesla Figaro.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. Now, Bobby Lights, you know him from Love & Hip Hop, also Trina's cousin, is calling out some of his so-called friends for unfollowing him on social media. So let's open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. If somebody unfollows you on social media, does that mean that your real life friendship is in question?
That's sick.
Man, what?
That you don't want that now that they unfollow you on social media, they're not your real friend in real life?
Welcome to where we are in 2023. It's ridiculous.
That doesn't happen to you, right?
Yes. I tried to do the whole, because the cool people, you don't follow anybody back. People just follow you. So I made it halfway through, and people are emailing me, calling me, family members, like, upset. Like, well, I didn't know we had beef over an unfollow.
Really?
People take it serious. And my goal was to not follow anybody because I want to be focused on my own thing. But I only made it halfway through, so I unfollowed like 1,000 people, and all of them are upset with me. Everybody.
I wonder about people who don't follow nobody, though. So what do you look at when you open up your Instagram?
Nothing. And I felt like I was, because you're on your phone a lot, and I was following a lot of blogs and negative stuff. You know what I'm just looking at stuff I don't care about, super right. negative. So I figure if I don't look at nothing, I'll be just putting stuff on there, using it as a job because I'm a content creator. Mm-hmm. That was my point. I wasn't trying to be shady, but... People mad at me. I don't know if I'm going to get any Thanksgiving invites.
I would do that. I would do that if they stopped giving me suggested posts. If I unfollow everybody, would they stop giving me suggested posts?
They might, because it's all about the algorithm.
Yeah.
The new Instagram sucks.
I really don't care. I remember Ludacris unfollowed me, and he called me. This was a long time ago. And I asked him why. And he was like, yeah, I just want to let you know I unfollowed you. You put too many party flyers up, but you DJing all the time, and I don't want to see that on my feed, so I unfollowed you. I didn't have a problem. I'm like, I started laughing. I don't care if you unfollow me or follow me.
Nobody.
But let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. If somebody unfollows you on social media, does that put your real life friendship in question? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Steady calling my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl, here.
Hello, people.
And we're asking some questions. 800-585-1051. This comes from Bobby Lights now. Bobby Lights is calling out his so-called friends. Let's listen.
Attention. Let me tell y'all something. If you ever want to unfollow me, and I'm following you, please tell me you're unfollowing me so that I know, so that I can unfollow you back. It's no pressure. But I'm not going to be sitting around following somebody that don't follow me back then when it's like we're supposed to be cool, is what I'm saying. So that's just a heads up. Y'all people are weird as f***, but please give me a heads up. Please, because I have no problem unfollowing you motherfuckers back. I follow too many people anyways.
All right, so the question is 800-585-1051. If somebody unfollows you on social media, does that put your real-life friendship in question? That is the question. Let's start with you. Don't
Insanity.
Go white girl.
Insanity. That is crazy. I hate that we're in those days and times. You unfollow somebody, then you can't get no gravy at Thanksgiving. Everybody acting all funny. It's ridiculous. I told my own story. I wanted to focus a little more on social media. I tried to unfollow everybody. I made it halfway through, and I was getting FaceTimes 3 a.m. Oh, I didn't know we had beef.
Just because you unfollow somebody.
Just people take that as a sign of, like, the relationship. People take that as a way to figure out how do you feel about a person instead of just texting saying, yo, are you good? Is everything okay? It's the strangest thing in the world, but that's the world we live in nowadays.
Charlamagne?
I could care less. If you unfollowed me right now, I wouldn't even notice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the reality is there's a lot of people we follow and they're not even our friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it don't matter to me either way. It's just social media at the end of the day. I personally don't care.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't care. Like Charlamagne said, there's people that I follow that it's not my friends. I just find things interesting. Like, I like cars, so I follow people that own cars or talk about cars. That's things that I'm into. I really don't care. If you unfollow me, I'm not following you because you follow me. I'm following you because, you know, something that you put up is of some kind of interest to me.
Yo, you know what just occurred to me?
Yes, ma'am.
The people that know when you unfollow them right away, it's because they have the app that watches that. So they're freaks.
There's an app?
You already.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was an app.
There isn't. Why would you know? How would you know that somebody unfollowed you?
I don't have no clue.
honestly, if I'm telling you I follow people and by 3 a.m., I'm not joking about that. They were calling me. It's because they have that app. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you even downloaded it shows that you're a freak.
I haven't even, I don't know if I've ever unfollowed a person because there's people that I don't even deal with anymore that I still follow.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Maybe, you know what? That's a good question.
Let's go. No, let's start unfollowing.
I don't deal with you no more. I unfollow.
Yeah, I just never thought about it. That's not something I think to do.
I'm heavy on the mute button. Do y'all use the mute?
I use block.
I use block.
I'm heavy on the block.
I do block.
Okay, I'm more of a muter. If you're constant selfies, ashy face, damn, too many memes, I'll mute you, right? But I cannot stand the, like, over-sexual posts. Like, you know those guys that just every meme is just kinky.
Bunch of abs.
And it's 9 a.m.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Or the cartoon kinky stuff. I mute those kind of people.
Yeah. Okay. I don't follow. You know what? I don't follow people. I'm not that kind of person. Like, if I don't rock with you no more, that's not the first thing I think of. Oh, I gotta go and follow this person.
You know? No, I don't think it would. But if you pop up on my,
I don't want to see.
Yeah, I don't want to see. I'm
right.
With that.
I'm with that. Envy.
I'm with that. Especially when you accidentally go on somebody's story, you don't rock with no more.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Oh, I hate that. They think you look at it and you just like, damn, I made a mistake.
Again, if you check your story views, I think you're a freak. I think that's strange
that's
to me.
Too.
What are you looking for?
If you check your story,
especially us. You know how many story views we get? You know how hard it is to find out who's who? Mm-hmm. That's kinky.
Kinky.
You ever watching my story and they call you? It's because they're watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Veronica.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, mama.
Good morning, y'all. Good morning.
Now, if somebody unfollows you on social media, does that mean that they're not your friends in real life?
Of course. Of course. Social media is how we connect and, like, support each other these days. Like, you want to accept it or not, it's, like, a main point of communication. If you don't want to follow me or support me or like what I have going on, there's no way you mess with me in real life.
Well, what if this person supports you in real life? Like, what if this person comes to your birthday parties and they text you and they call you just because they don't follow you on social media? You going dead to real life situation?
Yeah, they like you, but maybe they don't want to see you and your kids.
If I unfollow somebody, it's because I don't support what they got going. I don't like what they post see you on my timeline. So we gotta wrap that first. Like, why am I so irritating to where you
got to follow me? Well, there's the thing too, right? If I'm somebody's friend in real life and I see you on social media and I know that's not you, I'm gonna unfollow you. Or I'm gonna say something to you like, why are you acting like that on social media? That ain't even how you act in real life. You know what I mean? So I may not like you on social media, but might like you in real life.
But I will say this, like I said, when we first started the Breakfast Club, I used to DJ probably 6 nights a week, right? So every night I'm posting a party flyer.
Right.
And people be like, look, no disrespect, Envy, I don't want to see them flyers. Mm-hmm. Especially I used to do the strip clubs all the time. I don't want to see all the strip clubs. I get it. I understand. Mm-hmm. I never took things personal. Isabella.
Hey, how are you guys? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. So if somebody unfollows you on social media, does that mean y'all not friends in real life?
A little bit, because social media is not something to be taken seriously. But if we are friends on social media and then you unfollow me, it's obviously for a reason. And if you're able to tell me that reason in person, then obviously we're not friends.
Now, Isabel, maybe you...
I disagree.
Maybe you got... Maybe posting pictures with your man and your friend just lost her man. She ain't got no man. She's single. She lonely. And every time she sees you with your man, it brings back bad
memories. That's her problem. But that's her problem. She should be happy for me. You know, at the end of the day, we're friends. So you should be, like, clapping for me or happy for me that I'm doing good in life.
Okay. Y'all take social media way too serious, man. If you my peoples in real life, I don't care how we get down on social media.
Right.
There's people that I love, genuinely consider family, and they do what Mona was trying to do. Don't follow nobody. Mm-hmm. I don't take that personal. Right. Or they might follow 2 or 3 people. I don't take it personal.
I don't either. 800-585-1051.
I'm talking about Jess Hilarious too, by the way. I just want to throw that out there.
Jess Hilarious follows?
Jess Hilarious follows 5 people.
Oh, I'm unfollowing her now. I'm F that.
I've been unfollowing Jess for that. I've been unfollowing Jess for that.
What? You dig? Mm-hmm. Why do y'all do that? I meant to ask Jess why she do that.
Well, for Jess, if I'm not mistaken, Jess follows her businesses. So in that way, it's a way to promote because people want to know who you're following. So when you press that following for Jess, you get to see everything she has. Glasses, tours, you know, her podcast, whatever. Wow. Shout out to my girl Jess.
Right now. Yo, Jess, why you don't follow me? Yo, Jess, why you don't follow me?
She followed 8 people, but she's been like that for years. My point is that
I'm
don't bother me.
I'm following you now, Jess.
That don't bother me is what I'm saying.
All right. 800-585-1051. We'll take your calls. Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Bobby Lights, and we got our guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl. Now, Bobby Lights said this on social media yesterday.
Attention, let me tell y'all something. If you ever want to unfollow me and I'm following you, please tell me you're unfollowing me so that I know, so that I can unfollow you back. It's no pressure. But I'm not going to be sitting around following somebody that don't follow me back then when it's like we supposed to be cool, is what I'm saying. So that's just a heads up. Y'all people are weird as fuck, but please give me a heads up. Please, because I have no problem unfollowing you motherfuckers back. I follow too many people anyways.
And we're asking 800-585-1051. If somebody unfollows you on social media, does that put your real life friendship in question?
I don't care.
Well, there you have it.
Well, there you have it, right?
There you have it. I think it's an age thing. I think for the young people, they grew up on social media. A lot of us are introduced to social media in our
20s. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So it's like with them, it's a different kind of pressure for them. I mean, for the love of God, all the young criminals, their crime doesn't even count unless they post it. So
that's real.
That's facts.
You know what I mean? So they think differently. So maybe that is the reason. But it was grown people calling me about unfollowing them. And I'm not going to say any names, Jason. But people call me at 3 in the morning.
Damn,
like,
Jason.
I didn't know we had beef.
You got beef with Jason?
No, I love Jason to death, but I unfollowed him.
Did you follow him back?
I had to. He FaceTimed at 3 a.m.
That's crazy.
It was on the wire, baby.
That's crazy.
That's real.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Vonnie.
Hey, Vonnie. Now, it says this happened to you yesterday. You unfollowed somebody?
No, he unfollowed me.
He hit already?
Damn.
Yeah. Like, he literally unfollowed me. And it's not funny.
No, it's not. You're right.
They hurt her feelings. So he smashed and he unfollowed you?
No. We've been smashing for quite some time.
You say you what? Quite some time?
Yeah, we've been smashing for quite some time.
Oh, y'all been hunching.
But y'all broke up. But y'all broke up, correct?
He said that we are on a break.
Oh, God.
Oh, he wanted to go sleep with other
people. Envy was right from the beginning. He hit it and quit it.
We're right across the street.
How long was y'all together?
We've been best friends for for 9 months.
He probably unfollowed you because your phone is trash. So he probably got tired of even trying to have these conversations with you while the phone keep going in and out.
Yeah. If he unfollowed, he probably moved on, Mama. He just didn't tell you.
They were best friends for years. They've been dating for months.
Yes.
Yeah, he moved on. His new girl.
No, he didn't move on. He's just doing that to make you mad. He's just doing that to see if you still feel something for him.
He absolutely did that.
That's all. He knew that's all.
But he might have a new girl, and his new girl said, I don't know. How you know?
He don't got no new girl. He just doing that to piss you off. And that probably just happened yesterday.
KC.
Hey. So, just on the topic of the day, I don't think it means that somebody's not your friend because you unfollow them. I mean, I got a homegirl. She posts nothing but news. She's still my homegirl. I love her the same, but I don't want to see all her lady parts when I log in the IG. You know, it's kind of like what Don't Call Me White Girl said. The cool people don't follow anybody. It's like an energy you see when you log on social media. Certain things you just don't want to see. So,
you can be naked on Instagram?
That's the first thing I thought.
Only
I know
Kim K.
Kim K can. Oh, my God. That's
Kim
the only
K.
person I know that can do that.
Well, Brandon, one of our producers up here said, if she posted news, what's her IG page?
Man, please. Y'all going on with that. Log on Twitter. Y'all got it.
I wouldn't know where to look, ma'am. There's a lot of people on Twitter and Instagram.
No, but Twitter is the place for all the salacious stuff. Twitter is porn.
There's porn on Twitter?
What?
Somebody else told
you
that.
As soon as you get on Twitter, you're going to see some kind of sex scene or something.
I haven't been on Twitter since like 2019.
You're just missing porn. That's it. Mm. That's about it. Well X. It's now
I'm on
X.
My Twitter and I never see porn. So they say it's usually what you watch. So if you're a porn watcher.
What you trying to say?
I'm saying if you're a porn watcher.
Not me. But a suggested ad is sometimes an orgy.
I don't know, Mona.
No.
So why is it suggesting you all this porn for you?
I couldn't figure it out myself.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Now look, you see this? You see rumors? You see rumors?
Is that X?
No, that was Brittany.
This is Twitter right now.
This is Twitter right here. Yeah, this X. See, look, no porn.
He's skimming past porn. We're just pretending that we're not.
I don't got no reason to be on Twitter.
Now pull yours up. Porn.
Twitter is not good for my mental health. I ain't been on Twitter since 2019.
Twitter is rough.
It's usually what you watch.
I go on to Twitter and I try to like talk to my people, but I'm off immediately because Twitter's rough. Twitter's rough. Especially Elon Musk Twitter because it's a totally different thing.
Elon Musk Twitter, Muskie.
Exactly.
He's stupid, man. Yeah. See, porn, look at that porn. Porn.
Not shut up. He's lying.
What's the moral of the story, y'all?
The moral of the story is, man, if you know that that's your people in real life, you shouldn't care about what happens online. You know what I'm saying? If I can pick up the phone and call you, text you, if you showing up for me in real life, I could care less, you know, what you do on social media, personally.
Yeah. All right. Well, when we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk Young Miami. People are hollering at her dad, and she ain't really feeling it. We'll discuss when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Just gained a whole new respect for Don't Call Me White Girl.
Why, what happened?
Salute to Mona. She's our guest co-host today. This is the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
Mona, you just got out of getting your hair braided for 16 hours?
Yes, black girl struggle.
That's the little micro. That's the micro joints you got, right?
These are micros, but they're long. They're extended. They come to the top of my butt. So we started at 9:45 a.m. and we finished around 2:30, 2:45 straight, no breaks.
And you still showed up here. Drop on the clues bombs and don't call me white girl. Yeah.
The girl's very hard to get an appointment with.
Yeah.
And my mitigating factor was like, yo, the Breakfast Club is calling, girl. Your braid's going to be on the Breakfast Club. Boom. Called, and she gave me an appointment like the day before, so I had to keep it.
Well, so you want to shout her out or not?
Hell no, we paid for this.
Oh, you pay for it?
So wait a minute. Now, how long does it last? Like, how long can you keep it in?
Pause.
I think, stop. I think probably like safe would be 2 months.
Okay, all right.
If you don't
only
swim.
Because your braids grow, lint gets there, it's a lot of tension on your hair. But if I was to get touch-ups and stuff, maybe we can go 6 months or something.
Oh, okay.
Because you can wash your hair and everything with these.
And what would it usually cost, typically?
These were $1,500.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But look at, come on, though. This is something where it's like you see the work put in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not one of those things where it's like, it just feels like you just getting upcharged. This lady stood on her feet for 16 hours.
And you get to show them off. You're on the Breakfast Club. You're on BET this morning. Come on now.
Come on now. I made it.
Come on now. 16 hours.
I'm super excited. 16 straight. No breaks.
Jesus.
Damn. Yeah. Well, drop on the clues, Mom. Don't call me.
I deserve it. Drop two of them.
Now, tell me about your Mental Wealth Expo, Charlotte.
Yes, I was about to. Saturday, October 7th, my third annual Mental Wealth Expo was happening at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is a free event in honor of World Mental Health Day, man. We got some great people there. Of course, Dr. Alfie Breland Noble, Carson Daly, Dr. Rita Walker, the good sister Michelle Williams will be there, Dr. Jay Barnett, my good sister Angela Rye will be there, just to name a few people. Brandon Marshall will be there, Elliot Connie, Rashawn Miller. It's a free event from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square. So it's a day of mental health education and tips to, you know, just help brothers and sisters get on their healing journey. So for more information, go to mentalwealthexpo.com and we'll see you Saturday, October 7th.
All right. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk Young Miami. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Young Miami.
About time. I'm from Philadelphia. Don't Call Me a White Girl is more wrapped up in me loving being a black woman versus me not liking white people. So it's just fit. Don't Call Me a White Girl.
This is the rumor report.
Call me a white girl. I'm not white.
Why you being weird to me? Weird
to on me? The Breakfast Club.
Some of you say I educate you, which is cool, but I want to make you laugh.
Don't Call Me White Girl is our guest host this morning.
Taylor.
And let's jump right into it. Young Miami. It looks like she took to Instagram to tell her fans, leave her dad alone. That's because she shared a clip of her dad dancing around. And people been trying to holler at her dad. Well, this is what Young Miami said.
I stopped inquiring about my dad because then I'm going to have to be cussing y'all hoes out and like doing all that. And I don't got time to be doing all that with y'all hoes. So just leave my daddy alone. Y'all don't like older me anyway. Amen. Like, just leave my daddy alone, because my daddy gonna be calling me, saying, yeah, this hoe over here. And I'm like, put that shit in my mouth. You got my daddy on me doing all that for real. Like,
you got my daddy in your mouth.
So, my mama is an August Virgo, and my daddy is a September Virgo. And they are two different Virgos. But that's just so funny, because it's like, y'all playing cards. You keep getting up dancing. And my daddy thought it was his party. He was so happy.
Daddy gotta have a life, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How old daddy is?
Nah, they didn't say how old daddy is.
Oh, okay.
About our age, I'm sure.
Daddy got to... Nah, he probably older. Maybe a little bit older. Daddy got to have a life, too.
A true Floridian doing a famous Florida dance. Got a lot of attention. And I feel like both her parents are attractive, so she's kind of used to that. But me, y'all could take my father.
Oh, your pops is...
I'll wrap him up for you. I'm 60, 62, something.
You don't mess with your pops?
No.
If you got to say that's
no. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of them. We're named after them. These Dame and I'm Demona. But you honestly, not even to joke about it, he went to prison when I was like 5 till I was 15, and it just ruined us. We never were able to kind of like get it back on track. You know,
was
what
he
mean?
A good guy, a bad guy?
Oh, he's a bad guy. But
so why you want to give him to somebody else?
I was saying, you know, in regards to Young Miami, y'all can take my daddy. My dad's kind of cute, and y'all can have him. I wrap him up for y'all.
Damn.
Yeah, wrap him up, ship him off.
Well, Boosie Badass has been hospitalized again. Now, this is over his blood sugar concerns. He recently landed in the hospital for a couple days just to check himself out to make sure he was good and get back out on the road and doing the things that he's been doing. Now, we all know that diabetes has plagued him for a while, and he is doing a lot better. He posted yesterday on his Instagram, shout out to the nurses and doctors at Baptist Memorial Hospital for getting my blood sugars down and getting me in and out. No COVID, no DKA, just had to get some bags of fluids. Been to 6 states in 4 days. Doc said I need some rest, and I agree. Headed back home to headed back home thanks to this big ass bed, and I'll just be relaxing in the rain.
Yeah, wishing that brother Boosie good health always.
For sure,
man.
Cancer survivor for sure. Yep. Did y'all hear this song he dropped against his baby mom and his child?
No.
Mm-mm.
It is hot.
Really?
What? Best part of the diss, the background, is the Benz that he took from his daughter. Wow. In true Boosie fashion.
Pull that up, Betty.
Please do. It is like, my mouth was open the whole time. He goes right there. I don't know if y'all know.
God damn. Whoa. Wow.
How is that a pause? I'm a girl.
That was crazy.
My mouth was open.
Right, he was right there.
Mouth was gaping open. I was so shocked. I couldn't believe it. No, but I don't know if y'all know the whole story about his baby mom with her brother's passing. And
tell us.
Allegedly, her brother was murdered, and the rumor is down there. Where is he from? Biara? Baton Rouge? Is that where he's from? Rumor is down there that he has something to do with it or something like that. But he says in a diss song, she's still mad about her dead brother, talking about his baby mom. He talks about her taking him to child support and that being the reason why he took the brand new Benz AMG from his daughter. And he says, that girl called me a B-A-N. Do we know that?
Yeah, bitch ass. Negro.
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, I couldn't say it, but that girl, he couldn't believe it. That's the part that seems to hurt him the most. But he says that as a line in the song. Like, I can't believe she called me a B-A-N. That's it for her. I'm done with her for life. The song is crazy. Please pull it up with the video.
I wanted to hear it till you told me all that. I don't want to hear that.
Nah, yeah, it's rough.
I don't want that in my spirit.
It's rough. It is.
Salute to Boosie, though.
Yeah.
And lastly, Dennis Rodman gets a tattoo of his girlfriend's face to pay tribute to her. Now, guess where he put the tattoo?
On his ass.
On his ass. That's right. He put the you want to see Shauna?
Nope.
You sure? It's
right here. True Dennis Rodman fashion. I was surprised his butt cheek is that big to fit two faces. That's a nice size butt cheek.
Yeah, big boy. Dennis Rodman, like, what, 6'10"?
Oh, okay.
He probably got to be like 250 now.
Okay, so his ass cheek has to be at least.
Let me Google. He always
Google his ass cheeks, Charlamagne.
He always had. You got to have an ass.
Charlamagne's gonna get
his
pictures
like
of his ass cheeks right away.
He wants it in color. He doesn't.
Thank you, Charlamagne. Yeah, please give us the diameter and the size of his ass cheek, because that's full portrait.
Butt. Yeah, that's his butt.
That's his ass.
That's crazy. I don't mean that's crazy. That's like crazy, his butt, right? Crazy.
But
I mean,
that's one butt cheek, correct? It's not like through the split.
No, it's just one cheek.
Right.
Yeah, that's two people.
That's a nice. I don't think I can get two faces on my one butt cheek.
I'm not doing all that for a girlfriend.
And I got a lot of ass.
You should do that for like your wife, your husband. You know what I mean? Unless y'all been together for a long, 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 long time.
How old is he? 60?
He's 62.
He ain't got that much time. Get it everywhere. Jesus. Tat him.
Jesus, all right.
Get your nipple spears. Get the tattoos. Oh, do
that.
It, Dennis.
Yeah, he all bended right. All that.
And that is your rumor report. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
We giving that down to you.
We need Vivek Ramaswamy. Did I say his name right?
I think it's Vivek Ramaswamy.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
I think that's right.
We need him to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Hee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, August 29th goes to Vivek Ramaswamy. Did I say his name right?
Doesn't sound right, but go ahead.
Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek is a businessman and a 2024 presidential candidate. He's been a guest here on The Breakfast Club. It always makes me chuckle when I see businessmen running for president, because depending on what type of candidate you are, you could possibly be jeopardizing your business, okay? Maybe he don't care because he's made all his money and he's in the pharmaceutical industry, so it's not like folks can just say no to what he's selling. But he also writes books and stuff that folks don't have to buy. I don't know. It just boggles my mind when folks like Vivek, who claim to be businessmen, piss people off for all the wrong reasons. When I say all the wrong reasons, I mean, I don't have a problem if the absolute truth pisses somebody off. But it has to be the truth, not something subjective, not an outright lie, but the truth. I'm all for that, because the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. Vivek isn't doing any truth-telling. Zero. He's just pissing people off. See, Vivek is just out here lying and making false equivalencies. His first lie that he said recently is that white supremacy doesn't exist. Listen.
I'm sure the boogeyman white supremacist exists somewhere in America. I've just never met him. Never seen one. Never met one in my life, right? Maybe I'll meet a unicorn sooner. And maybe those exist too.
I'm not letting that disturb my peace. I don't even have to acknowledge why that is a lie. Okay, in fact, I'll just show you, because not 24 hours later, one of the latest mass shootings in this country. I don't want to say the latest. I'll say one of the latest, because one might have happened yesterday or this morning that I don't know about. But a white gunman, 21 years old, named Ryan Christopher Palmetto, armed with a handgun and an AR-15 with swastikas all over them, entered a dollar store in Jacksonville and killed three black people before taking his own life. I wish he would have just started with himself. All right, this guy left three manifestos behind, and in every single one of them, he detailed his bigotry and hatred of black people. Okay, Vivek, the boogeyman, white supremacist that you said you never met, you never seen. Here's another one, Ryan Christopher Palmetto. Now, even after this shooting, Vivek still insisted white supremacy is not a thing. He was on CNN State of the Union this Sunday, and he said this.
But I was responding to a question where someone asked me, what racism have I experienced in recent years? And I answered honestly, most of that racism has come from the modern left. It's happening during the course of this campaign. Kara Swisher calling me Rama Smarmy the other day and reveling in making twists of my last name. People effectively reducing me to the color of my skin and my attributes. That comes today from the modern left.
So he's acknowledging white supremacy does exist and racism does exist. It's just coming from the left. I don't understand why people want to make this a political thing. I don't understand why he would lie and say most racism has come from the modern left. According to a report done by the ADL, all U.S. extremist mass killings in 2022 were linked to the far right. Whether it was the racially motivated mass shooting in Buffalo or the mass shooting at the LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, they were all linked to the far right. The FBI says that white supremacists are the number one domestic threat. Far-right terror is what they call it. The FBI says far-right terror poses bigger threats to the U.S. than Islamist extremists post-9/11. Vivek Ramaswamy is simply a liar. Okay, and I understand why you like using Eminem's Lose Yourself. Great record. Terrence Crawford used it to perfection when he cleaned Errol Spence up, but the song is about losing yourself in the moment, having one chance, one opportunity, and not wasting it. You, Vivek, are just lost. Okay, I don't care how much money you got. Any minority who tries to act like white supremacy doesn't exist in order to appease white people, in order to win white people over, is a devil damn fool. Okay, Vivek, you can't say white supremacy doesn't exist just because you haven't experienced it. All right, there's women out here who've never experienced orgasms. That don't mean they don't exist. Is that what you would tell your woman, Vivek, if you couldn't make her orgasm? Huh? Leg up, hitting it from the back, bong, 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 one arm on neck, one arm on frontal, okay, frontal off. If she couldn't experience climax, would you tell her it's because orgasms don't exist?
Why you being weird to me?
Do I need to give you more examples? I'll give you one more. But Vic, just because Magic Johnson hasn't experienced signs of, you know what, never mind. Please let Remy Ma give Vic Ramaswamy the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Yes.
I don't know where you was going, but thank God you stopped.
I stopped myself.
Yes, thank you.
I thought about it.
Yes. That was really good.
I thought about it.
Excellent.
Thank you.
I don't say so myself.
Thank you, Mona.
All right. I was waiting for a text from one of the producers. All right, so let's open up the phone lines. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, BET, we'll see you guys later. Peace, BET. Say peace, BET.
Bye, BET. Mm.
Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, this comes from Young Miami. Now, Young Miami, in the rumors we talked about, people were feeling her dad, and she wasn't really feeling that. We got the audio?
I stopped inquiring about my dad, because then I'm going to have to be cussing y'all hoes out and, like, doing all that. And I don't got time to be doing all that with y'all hoes. So just leave my daddy alone. y'all don't like older me anyway, ain't it? Like, just leave my daddy alone, because my daddy gonna be calling me and say, yeah, this hoe over here. And I'm like, put that shit in the phone, you got my daddy. Don't be doing all that for real, like, you know.
You got my daddy D in your mouth, is crazy.
My mama is an August Virgo, and my daddy is a September Virgo, and they are two different Virgos. But that's just so funny, because it's like, y'all playing cards, you keep getting up dancing. And my daddy thought it was his party, he was so happy.
Now, don't call me white girl. You said you want people to take your daddy.
Wrap him up. Y'all can have him.
And you said your daddy used to try to smash all your friends?
My dad definitely used to try to date my friends. He was open about it. Winking at them. Trying to find out what they did for a living. Oh, she work in the bank. My dad's rough. I don't want to get too far into it, but he's rough. He did used to try to ask. And honestly, I think maybe like one friend bit. It didn't really go anywhere, but she did give him the number, and I didn't feel a way about it. I didn't feel disrespected or anything. It was like, he's a dog. The only thing, I was scared for her.
What's the age gap? What's the age difference?
She was probably like 19, 20, and he was probably 40.
Jesus.
Typical.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Have you ever had a situation where your parents smashed your friends?
What?
It's common, y'all.
It's not common.
I ain't never heard
it's
this
common,
one.
Y'all. Watch. 800-585-1051.
Has your parents ever tried to smash your friends?
Oh, tried to smash.
Or has
okay,
your friend, or even smashed. Or have your friends smashed your pops? Well, your moms?
I'm about to hear me some good stories, because I don't know nothing about this.
800-585-1051. Let's discuss this. The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Daddy, call him up.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest, our special guest co-host, Don't Call Me White Girl, here with us this morning.
Woo-hoo! Yes, indeed.
Now, this comes from Young Miami. She was posting about her dad, and people were trying to holler at her dad, so she came back and said this.
I stopped inquiring about my dad, because then I'm finna have to be cussing y'all hoes out and, like, doing all that. And I don't got time to be doing all that with y'all hoes. So, just leave my daddy alone. Y'all don't like older me anyway, ain't it? Like, just leave my daddy alone, because my daddy gonna be calling me and say, yeah, this hoe over here. And I'm like, put that shit in the phone. You got my daddy. Don't be doing all that for real. Like, you know. So, my mama is an August Virgo, and my daddy is a September Virgo, and they are two different Virgos. But that's just so funny, because it's like, y'all playing cards, you keep getting up dancing. My daddy thought it was his party, he was so happy.
So now we're asking 800-585-1051, has your parents smashed your friend? That is the question. And from
or tried to.
No, from the phone lines, it's well, a lot of them have.
Well, don't.
What I say?
Don't Call Me White Girl had her own experience too, so I thought she was the only one, but I guess
no,
not.
No, I'm not the only one with a creep dad.
Damn.
Some people got creep moms.
Hello, who's this?
Daisha.
Now, what's up with your pops?
He used to date one of my friends and smashed her and got a baby by her. Now he's 15.
Damn. How old? What's the age gap here now?
It's a good about 20-30 years.
God damn. Did he leave? He did it when she was legal, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Barely, though.
Stay in the other building from me.
He what?
She stayed in the other building from me. He used to go over there and smash her.
Damn.
How many friends did he smash? Just the one?
Just the one. The one that I know of.
That you know of. I was going to say that.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, mama.
That's very creepy, yo. If you are a daddy and you smashing, like, one of your sister's, I mean, one of your daughter's friends, I mean, you probably watched that little girl grow up.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is... Oh, no, I
want to
be anonymous.
Okay, anonymous. Now, what happened? Your mom or your dad smashed one of your friends?
Yeah, my dad. He said, well, my college roommate.
Damn. Your dad smashed your college roommate?
Yeah. But he's like, oh, like the girl that Sarah said... He talks to all my friends, I'll try to at least. And they don't really bite, but he don't get the picture. But he definitely got to my college roommate.
How old was your dad when that happened?
38, 40.
How old was she?
We were 18.
God damn.
Jesus.
I am so shocked that y'all don't know this is common.
I'm not saying it's not common, but God, I mean, the age gap don't even surprise me, because this is Diddy and Young Miami, right? But my point is, like, why would you? I guess that's different if she's in college, because he didn't watch her grow up. But still, she's 18.
Yeah.
What you want, 18 yo?
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Can you hear me? This is Kayla.
Hey, Kayla, we can hear you now. Now, We're asking 800-585-1051. Has your parents smashed your friends?
Yes. He has been trying to do this since I was 18. But I was a stripper at 18. And he actually got to this specific friend. And they probably still do it to this day.
How old is your daddy?
He is right now 58.
So how old was he when he was smashing your friend?
We were both 18.
How old was he?
She don't know.
Math a little.
I think the end of his 40s at the
End of his 40s.
I said, we got to call somebody, man. Okay. Who do we call, man? Ghostbusters? We got to call somebody. This can't be legal. Something is going
to... My whole family knows that he's just weird like that, but I didn't care. I'm like, oh, whatever. You want to go do that? Go do that.
Did you set him up? Did you hook it up?
They met. You at my house and he came over.
You hooked it up. He whispered in your ear, set me up, and you set him up. That's what it sounds like.
No, I didn't set him up. I just let them have their conversation. She told me that she got his number, and my dad kept asking me questions about her. I'm like, oh, well, she do this and this and that. Well,
do you have conversations with your friend about your daddy? Like, what if your friend tried to tell you your daddy packing?
I told her, don't tell me about it, and I told him that, too.
Okay, all right.
This ain't right, man.
Yeah, it's wild.
800-585-1051. This comes from Young Miami. You know, Young Miami was a little upset. She posted a video of her dad and people was trying to holler. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Has any of your friends tried to smash or smash your parents? Let's discuss. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Don't Call Me White Girl is here. She's our guest co-host.
What you say just now, Mona?
I'm looking for the whole mom stories, the horror stories with the mom hitting your teammates and, you know, people that you grew up with.
She said she don't want to just hear about the daddies trying to holler at the girls. She want to hear about the mamas.
All right. Hello. Who's this?
My name is Yusuf.
Yusuf, what's up, man?
My name is Yusuf.
Talk to us. We're talking about friends smashing parents.
Don't you tell me you slept with your friend daddy.
Don't judge him.
Well, we were dating in high school, and my heart got broken, so I slept with his pops.
Whoa.
Oh, so you did sleep with the daddy.
Plot twist.
Yeah.
You had your friend's daddy's in your mouth.
No. Pause. The plot twist is they're Jamaican.
Whoa.
What that mean? There's no gay Jamaicans?
That's why. Wagwan.
Of course there's gay Jamaicans.
Because you know how they're real, homophobic. Yeah. And all that.
Allegedly.
They'd be the first ones, though.
That's the stereotype. The stereotype is that they're very homophobic.
Right.
Exactly. But with that being said, Uncle Shala, I'm going to need tickets to that mental health expo.
There's no tickets. It's a free event.
Oh, it is? So I don't have to sign up or anything?
You can go to mentalwealthexpo.com
questions.
For more information. Yeah, but it's no tickets. You can just pull up.
What's your question?
Yusuf, you said
Austin.
That
yes.
you said you were going through a heartbreak and that's what made you deal with his father.
Well, yeah, but his father was always making weird things, you know, weird innuendos when we were in high school. So I acted on
in
it.
High later. School.
So when you were you grown when you went there with Pops?
Oh yeah, I was grown when I was with the daddy, but I was 16 when I was with the son.
Oh, that man was gray shirting you.
You dated the son too. The son wasn't your friend. The son was your man.
No, I wouldn't say dating because you know how when you young and gay, you kind of deal with them down low Negroes.
Right.
So that's
get older and wiser, and you realize that ain't the move anymore.
You hit the father and the son. That's gangster.
Could you imagine you getting an argument with the son and be like, "That's why I smashed your daddy."
That's exactly what happened.
There was a video, but I can't show it.
There's a video.
Send the video to thebreakfastclub.com.
So you smashed the
son. I don't want to go to jail.
Why are you giggling, man? You done had both plans in the family and you just giggling? What's wrong with you, man?
Huh? But listen, I'm 41 years old now. That was almost 20 years ago. So
that's his old hope ass.
Yes, exactly.
He was dying about. Right. I know you, Seth. I know how it go when you swing that ass on around town.
Life, and now it's about more life.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
Well, I'll see you October 7th at the Mental Wealth Expo.
Please be in attendance.
Definitely. I will be. Thank you.
All right.
Lord, mercy.
That was a wild one.
One of the story, there you go. Jesus, is there a moral to the story?
And it was a video.
Moral of the story is, man, I don't even want to call these people nasty, but there's some, like, there's some sick stuff going on, bro. Because if you a daddy, like, you got to be watching some of these kids. Like, that last call, even watching that little boy since he was, like, 16, that's kind of like some grooming, man. Like, you red-shirting them churn.
That's wild. All right, when we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to discuss Charlamagne's cousins, Chloe and Haley.
Why are y'all talking about my cousin for?
They got some new stuff working on, and we'll tell you all about it. You can't look, though. All right, we'll discuss when we come back. It's Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Learning so much about Don't Call Me White Girl behind the scenes.
Yo, are you falling in love with me more and more? Do you guys love me so much more now?
Make sure. Are you sure? You got to make sure your kid's in school. Like, she's up. Not
just
only
tell
is
my
she
business,
a trooper. No, I'm just saying. Not only is she a trooper who sat 16 hours to get her hair braided, finished at 3 in the morning, and still came here.
Mm-hmm.
She don't even know if her kids in school, bro.
I said, F them kids for the Breakfast Club. Come on now.
Bro.
How many times they call you for the Breakfast Club? First day, smirch day.
Bro, I heard a ish on Virgos for 15 minutes straight, and then she looked at me, Envy, which sign? I'm Virgo. Oh, my bad, Envy.
No, but I said not you. Except
definitely
for
him.
Envy.
Well, let's get to the
whatever
rumors.
Whatever you said about Virgos definitely applies to him.
Only Virgo men.
It's about time.
I'm from Philadelphia. Don't Call Me a White Girl is more wrapped up in me loving being a black woman versus me not liking white people. So it's just fit. Don't Call Me a White Girl.
Tell I made it.
This is the Rumor Report.
Call me a white girl. I'm not white. I'm not white.
Why you being weird to me? Weird
to on me? The Breakfast Club.
Some of you say I educate you, which is cool, but I want to make you laugh. I love that.
Oh, I'm glad you heard it this time.
Oh, who? Listen.
Taylor did that. The one from Lord
Darby. Taylor is, she's from Upper Marion. Taylor is talented. Give Taylor a raise.
You know what's so funny?
Now.
We played it an hour ago when Taylor was like, you didn't hear it.
That's not the point.
Her headphones didn't work.
She was like, man, my headphones didn't work. She didn't hear it.
But yeah, that was so good.
Taylor made it.
I want to when I walk in Target, I want that to play.
Work.
Well, let's get right into it. Let's start with Quavo. Now, fans are concerned with Quavo because it's something he put on his social media yesterday. He said, I know it's been some years, but now I'm taking Xanax. Or Xans is what he said. So people are concerned and you know.
So everybody's trying to diagnose Quavo now.
I wonder why he made an announcement.
That. Yeah, well,
he didn't have to announce that.
He spoke about his issues with certain substances before, so fans are hoping that he's okay and that he's all right.
Well, 9 times out of 10, stuff like that probably is. I don't want to say a cry for help because Quavo just come from the generation where they live through social media.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he didn't have to announce that.
I don't remember him speaking about substances before. What substances? Like cough medicine or cocaine? What are we talking about?
Well, I've never heard cocaine, but okay. I'm not sure what the past substances were. But they said he spoke about it before, and they hope that he's able to work through this his new situation now, whatever that is. Now, Charlamagne's cousins, you know, Chloe and Haley are Charlamagne's cousins. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
That's what he says.
Okay.
Well, they have a new collection, and I think Charlamagne, I think you should go support and actually wear some of this. Chloe and Haley Bailey have finally unveiled their new campaign with Victoria's Secret Pink.
Mm-mm.
Their collection is scheduled to be released on Tuesday, August 29th, which is today. And it's like athletic inspired. It's bright color, activewear pieces, to even a slinky, they have a slinky orange dress.
Show Mona some of it.
Yeah, because I was thinking pink isn't sexy. Pink is for the kids, the Victoria's Secret teenage vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so.
Where is it?
I don't have it. They just tell me what
show
it was.
Show pictures.
I don't have no pictures. You show pictures. I'm sure you got it at the crib.
I've never even heard of this until you brought that up.
They're your cousins.
They're your cousins. Are you going to support your cousins? The capsules right now, you're not going to buy none?
What do you mean?
Support your cousins. What do you mean?
I don't have no reason to buy that stuff.
That's a sport.
It's like athletic gear for the girls.
I got a 15-year-old daughter.
I'm
sure she. I've seen some of that in the hamper.
Okay.
So I'm sure she'll do that.
All right. And lastly, Timberland and Justin Timberlake become first dual curators for ESPN's Monday Night Football. Yesterday, they announced that they're going to be teaming up with Monday Night Football and creating promo spots, intros, etc.
Who is that again?
Timberland and Justin Timberlake.
Okay, I like them guys.
So that is going to be what they're doing, and we'll start seeing that for ESPN's Monday Night Football.
They back working together with music too, though, because Timberland's doing stuff with Nelly Furtado as well.
Nelly
Furtado, Timberland, and Nelly Furtado back working together.
I don't think she's ever made anything I didn't like.
I literally just saw somebody post one of Nelly Furtado's albums and said Timbaland did his thing. What album was that? Let me look it up.
Well, they actually got a single coming out this week. It's Timbaland, JT, Justin Timberlake, and Nelly Furtado.
All
it's
on
called
one
Keep
track?
Going Up. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Comes out this Friday, September 1st.
Okay. Can they still do it? Let's see. Mm-hmm.
Timeless guys, you know what I mean, and gals, you know, especially Timbaland. Timbaland's production has never missed a beat, at least not to me.
That's right.
And Justin Timberlake vocals haven't missed a beat either. So, right. Nelly's still dope too.
Mm-hmm.
And what Justin Timberlake was just on that really popular song by that girl from Africa. The huge song, Wiz something. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
No,
it was
I
a
don't.
Huge song they threw Justin on it.
You sure that
don't
wasn't
need no other body.
No, Justin Bieber.
That was Justin Bieber.
I love that moment.
Cut that out.
Nah, drop on a clue.
What you trying to say? What you trying to say? They,
drop
they
on a clue.
Like,
from
Mona,
right?
You trying to say what white people look like?
I would say that, but I won't say it this morning.
Mona, you should always do that. Because they always confuse us. And they always mistake us for each other. Like, they'll put Will I Am up and say it's Wyclef.
Or Samuel Jackson
says Morgan Freeman. You got
it. An iHeartRadio station.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Don't call me white girl. We appreciate you for joining us. You're coming back tomorrow, right?
Yes, I am. I will be in the building tomorrow.
Better be on time.
I'm gonna be early. Okay. With donuts.
The crazy part is she was on time. She was outside when I pulled up.
Yeah, I was.
You just didn't feel like coming up yet.
I was just kind of out of it, you know? It's been a long day. But I'm on point now. I'm ready.
She had to get her braids done. 16
Listen,
hours,
that's
man.
That's crazy.
Listen.
Well, go get some rest.
Fresh for y'all. Yeah, I'm gonna get a little bit of rest, kind of.
Tell them where to follow you, too.
Follow me on Instagram. Don't call me white girl. Two E's in the me. I'm still ducking the Instagram police. You can follow me on Twitter, same name. YouTube, same name. Check my podcast out on anywhere you can listen to podcasts. It is my name, Don't Call Me White Girl. And you can watch it on Breakbeat Media's YouTube page, Don't Call Me White Girl. I actually drop tomorrow, so check the new podcast out tomorrow if you want to laugh your socks off, because I'm hilarious. If I do say so myself.
All right. When we come back, positive note, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Appreciate you guys for joining us today.
Yes, indeed.
Don't call me white girl. Our guest co-host, she's back, Tamara.
That's right.
And Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do. Look, if you pay attention to the patterns of your life, you'll realize everything always works out. Everything always takes you to a greater destination. You always grow, and the things you think you can't survive, you somehow divinely make it through. That's life. So always remember that.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.